about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olivia with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the University of Queensland has sold their vaccine technology to a lead healthcare company in a $1 billion deal. The French pharmaceutical company, Sanofi, has acquired the vaccine company, VysBio, with a total upfront payment of $1.72 billion Australian dollars, with potential milestone payments of up to $682 million, based on development and regulatory achievements. VysBio was formed in 2018 to develop UQ's molecular clamp technology to make vaccines that fight life-threatening respiratory diseases. The deal is the largest involving a company that is commercialising intellectual property from an Australian university. The federal government is investigating reports of illegal land clearing at a proposed site of a new coal mine in the Queensland town of Dingo, near Rockhampton. Drone footage taken by the Queensland Conservation Council found that 200 hectares of land in the area had been illegally cleared since May this year, which is nestled between two national parks. Conservation experts say that the area is home to many endangered species, including greater gliders and koalas, and that the site has a high biodiversity value. In national news, Australia Post's Melbourne GPO box room in Bourke Street had four break-ins between July 6 and 17. Superannuation fund Mercer Super says mail posted to its GPO box, which contains its members' personal information, was stolen during three of the break-ins. It is unclear if the thefts will be damaging to Mercer Super customers or if other mail belonging to other businesses might have been taken. Environmental experts are eager to safely capture and examine the small population of bushstone curlews on Phillip Island, 8 years after the island was declared fox-free. In April this year, 12 curlews were introduced to the island from Victoria's largest feral predator-free ecosystem in Mount Rothwell, marking the first time the species has been seen in 40 years. All 12 birds were safely captured, examined, and released with a clean bill of health. In international news, the White House has told the New York Post that the US will withdraw from UNESCO. However, it is not directly confirmed this with the organization. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly told the New York Post that UNESCO supports woke, divisive, cultural, and social causes that are totally out of step with the common sense policies that Americans voted for in November. This will be the second time that the United States has left UNESCO during a Trump administration, with only one additional withdrawal under the Reagan administration. The decision will take effect at the end of December 2026. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index